This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to shift a little bit simply because, and you don't know this, but my next guest was my last guest from the Second Amendment Foundation, joined by investigative reporter Lee Williams. Lee, I just did an encore of you and Bob. I did a thing.
Oh, cool.
First, the third. We haven't had a Think Aim Fire in 2024 yet, so I knew we had to do one. So now
you will.
Yeah, yeah. But we couldn't get Bob today, so I was like, yeah, we got to do one anyway. Just because even as an encore performance, they're hilarious and informative. But
they're definitely hilarious.
Yeah.
They're definitely hilarious.
So what is on the mind of the gun writer? What is catching your attention now?
About 3 months ago, I did a story out of Charlotte County, Florida, and the thing rebounded around the internet, more so than a lot of the stories I write, about a judge, Charlotte County circuit judge, who told this woman named Lisa Merrick that if she didn't renounce her Second Amendment rights, and this is in a courtroom, give up her Florida concealed weapon or firearm license and remove every single firearm and every single round of ammunition from her home, her husband would be sent to a state prison for 19 months.
Hmm.
If she did, if she complied and relinquished her civil rights and gave up all her guns, her husband would walk out of the courtroom a free man. His exact words were, and this is Circuit Judge Shannon H. McPhee said, "You have a choice, your husband or your guns." Since then, everybody is saying, his decision was illegal, unconstitutional, and probably even criminal. Well, this all stems from something that happened in April 2022. Her husband, Ralph Merrick, had some addiction issues, and one night he shot up his neighbor's house, and he shot his neighbor's Mercury Montego and killed the car. Thankfully, nobody was injured. Charlotte County Sheriff's deputies came. They charged him with shooting into a vehicle or dwelling and criminal mischief. The first one's a felony. The second one's a misdemeanor. I think they understood, Bill, the source and why he did what he did. So they offered him a no-jail deal. He'd get 10 years of probation, but that would be cut down to 5 if he completed AA and went to meetings regularly.
Sure.
Paid back his neighbors. I mean, that's a fair sentence, right? However, when the judge told her, and of course Lisa was there with her husband in the courtroom, when the judge told her husband that he couldn't have any guns in the house whatsoever, she kind of made a face, and the judge looked at her and called her up to the stand and swore her in. Now, keep in mind, she's not involved in this criminal case in any way, shape, or form. She's not an accessory. She's not a co-conspirator. But he plucked her up and put her on the stand and swore her in and said, she could never own a gun again. And if she did, any guns whatsoever, her husband was going to go to prison. She couldn't carry one for protection, nothing. Well, right now the guns are all still in the custody of the Charlotte County Sheriff's Department, but then we move up to about a week ago.
Well,
their son, Tom.
So, go ahead. A question. So they were going to enter her on a gun prohibition sort of disability, list her as being a prohibited person on the background check system within Florida, or was just this on the honor system?
Honor system.
Wow.
She was not going to become a prohibited person.
Oh.
I think that, doesn't really matter, because what this judge did is so far outside the norm. And first of all, when I'm telling people about this, I struggle to get him to believe me. Because there's no way a judge would do that. Yeah, he did. He did. He actually did this. So over the Christmas holidays, their son drove home from Milwaukee, where he's working in the hospital. He's an anesthesia tech. He's going to school to become a physician's assistant. He's served in the Navy. He was a corpsman. Very honorable service. So he drives home and he starts calling the sheriff's department because he wants the guns. He want not only did they took every gun in the house, including his Chinese SKS. He had a old Colt 1911, probably pre-World War II 1911, and then a 357. So they took all of those too. So he wants to go to the sheriff's office and not only get his guns, but he's going to take all the guns, all the family guns. Going to take them back to his home in Milwaukee and put them in his gun safe. They'll be outside of dad's possession, which is what they wanted. So, of course, he calls and calls and calls the sheriff's office down there in Charlotte County, which is not the best sheriff's office in the state of Florida. Let me just say that. They finally call him back, and he's told that the firearms are not going to be released without an order from the court. And that, my friend, in Florida is a preemption violation.
Oh.
Because now we have a sheriff setting policy and ultimately regulating firearms. And Florida has a preemption statute that actually has teeth. Any public official that wants to regulate arms is subject to removal from office and a $5,000 fine, which the statute says they got to pay themselves, so they got to get the checkbook out.
Right.
So, I get involved. I start emailing the sheriff. The sheriff, Charlotte County Sheriff Bill Promel, I don't think he ever talks to the media, unless they're locals and friendly. He wouldn't talk. But then I get another email back from his spokesman, who's a deputy, saying, just so we're clear, he spoke to the state attorney, and the order came from the judge overseeing the case. I spoke to the state attorney's office. She said, quote, it was the judge who made the decision. It would be up to the judge to undo. Well, that's fine. However, we have case law here in Florida that says a sheriff's office can still be held liable for a preemption violation, even if there is a court order involved, because they're the ones that are actually doing the deed, doing the misdeed. They're not giving the guns back. They're regulating firearms.
Right.
So let me just say this. There are attorneys involved right now who are looking at it. And then I took a hard look at the sheriff down there, Bill Promel. Come to find out, this isn't his first infringement of the Second Amendment. 2019, Florida Carry, of which I'm a proud board member, learned he'd been compiling an illegal registry of guns and gun owners by using this pawn shop database. And that, my friend, is a felony in Florida.
Yeah.
Florida state law says nobody can knowingly and willfully keep or cause to be kept any list of gun owners or guns.
So
and this
criminal
database, it's criminal. It's a felony.
Yeah, okay.
The database his guys were using, they came up with a list of names of people who pawned guns for cash and a description of the firearms to include their serial numbers. Now, at the time, the state attorney for Charlotte County, which is Florida's 20th judicial district, was Amira Fox, and we reached out, we being Florida Carry, reached out to her, and we even sent a letter to Ashley Moody, Florida Attorney General. Neither the state attorney nor Florida's attorney general would prosecute or even investigate these allegations. So right now, all of my readers are saying, well, it sounds like this one's up to DeSantis. You got a judge who's not following the law, and you got a state attorney down there who's not following the law, and probably the sheriff. So we'll see what happens. We're not going to give up on this.
That'll be something to that'll be something to follow up on. So I look forward to hearing about that one. They've gone way around the bend, haven't they? Anyway, before we run out of time, let me tell everybody that this is at thegunwriter.substack.com or at armedamericannews.com or at the saf.org, where he is the lone investigative reporter. But go sign up at thegunwriter.substack, and you'll get notified of these every time they come out. We'll be right back talking to Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams. Where would you like to go now? There's so many fun things to look at.
Well, SB2 needs some attention because following this law in California has been like, it's kind of like sitting at a tennis match, you know? It goes one way, it goes the other way, it goes one way, it's the other. It's straining the muscles in my neck. Just so everybody knows what it is, Gavin Newsom signed this into law September 26th. it makes it a crime for anybody who has a concealed carry permit in California, of which there's probably like, what, three dudes? No. It creates 26 categories where you cannot carry your handgun. And they include, and I'm taking a breath here, parks, playgrounds, zoos, libraries, museums, banks, hospitals, places of worship, public transportation, stadiums, athletic facilities, casinos, bars, restaurants that serve alcohol, and a whole bunch of more I won't bore you with. Well, this got in front of a federal judge out in California who looked at it and said, this thing is repugnant to the Second Amendment. So he issued a stay. Well, on Saturday, and I'm going to say that again, on Saturday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, better known as the Ninth Circus, put a stay on the judge's stay. So right now, if you have a carry permit in California, you went through all the time and trouble and effort and money to actually get a carry permit in California, you can't use it pretty much everywhere other than maybe around in your own home. So, of course, staff and gun owners and NRA and everybody are going to have to take this one all the way to the Supremes. Again, because Bruin, the Supreme Court's 2022 decision, New York State Rifle and Pistol versus Bruin, which said that we have a right to carry guns for self-defense in public. I mean, this thing is unconstitutional, obviously, via Bruin. And this is one of the biggest, what I like to call post-Bruin tantrum laws that I've ever seen. My big fear is that there's going to be several other states. I know New York, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii are already considering their version of this quote-unquote sensitive places law. But again, Bill, we thought it was this year, you know, it was supposed to be easier after Bruin, and it's just getting more difficult and requiring more of our time and more of our members' money.
So this one, would we count this one as a Bruin response law?
Yeah, I think it's a Bruin tantrum law.
Yeah.
I do. I do. And you know what? It shows their creativity.
Right. But I asked Alan Gottlieb this question, and because this is his thing. Eventually, they're going to start getting repetitive because each one of these things will get shot down because none of them are going to stand up to Bruin. And
no.
Definitely not going to stand up to the Supreme Court as it is currently configured. So when they start repeating themselves, that will have to go through the legal process again, even though there's precedent and they've already had it shot down. So theoretically, for these blue states, theoretically, they could never have freedom as far as the gun rights are concerned because they just keep recycling it over and over again.
And keep in mind, we're paying top dollar for these. The three lawsuits that Delaware's got going right now to overturn their magazine ban,
right,
their assault weapon ban, and all that crap, they're $1 million a piece. That's what they're estimating out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got members of the Delaware State Sportsman Association who are talking about taking out second mortgages on their home to pay for this. So, yeah, it's lawfare pure and simple. They're trying to kill us. They're playing with house money. Taxpayer dollars, okay? If you're a taxpayer in California, look at where your dollars are going, or some of these other blue states. So they're not going to run out of funds unless the voters get smart and run them out of office.
Right.
For wasting these taxpayer dollars. But yeah, this one bugs me. I would say this is the second most creative Bruin tantrum law that California has tried.
Well, here's thus begins my next question. Is there no redress to get out there and look at these guys and say, this is criminal what you guys are doing? You're denying rights to your people. This is not something you can play around with. This is part of the Bill of Rights, and you guys are messing with it like it's nothing. So
I remember when I remember reading about when I wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
President Johnson sent the 82nd Airborne into Alabama, was it?
Right.
To enforce school desegregation.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, our founders didn't give the Supreme Court a couple of battalions of motorized infantry to handle problems like this. But, yeah, I guess we'll have to see. I think the voters got to wake up. Now is the time, folks, to join your local, regional, statewide, and national gun organizations, because they're all going to need a lot of money to fight these, because we won with Bruin. But they don't recognize that. And they're going to keep this lawfare going. Now, at some point, some judge somewhere has to start to say, this is a frivolous lawsuit.
Right.
Okay. But I don't see that happening yet, especially in the blue states, again.
Well, that's
like
the other,
California.
Yeah, but that's the other thing. The blue states, as I look at what's happening, I keep seeing New York, California, New Jersey sometimes, Maryland sometimes, Illinois sometimes, of course, Washington and Oregon. The same players over and over again are the same ones that keep wanting to have gun control. And I'm just waiting on the voters to either say, you guys are crazy and we're leaving, or I'm waiting on them to say, you guys are crazy and we're voting you out. And is there any sort of movement in that direction?
I haven't seen it in these blue states, man. I really haven't.
Yeah. That's the weird thing about it. That's the absolute... And I'm sure that there's probably more gun owners in California, for example, than there are total people in the state of South Carolina, as far as I know. I mean, I think we've only got like 6 million people. So I would imagine there's got to be more gun owners there than there are just total inhabitants here. And they apparently don't know how to vote in a cohesive manner, I guess would be the thing. But I'll tell you what, hang on for me, if you will, because we got to talk about where to find you. Lee, the easiest way to find Lee to get everything is to go to thegunwriter.substack.com. You can sign up for his email newsletter. Every time he does a new drop, you get it before it actually gets published or same day or something like that. You are in the know. And nobody's looking at this stuff as hard as he's looking at it. Nobody's looking at it from the angles that he looks at it from. And that's the thing about it. The people in these states we're talking about, they don't read his stuff. They exist in a willful bliss-like state, not knowing how bad they have it, not knowing crime popping everywhere. They're like, well, you know, this is the way America is. They don't know. But if they read Lee's stuff, they'd know. So you can read Lee's stuff too. Armed American News, SAF.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Lee Williams from Second Amendment Foundation, Armed American News, thegunwriter.substack. So, where would you like to go now, sir?
Second Amendment Foundation just submitted an amicus brief in a California case, of course, that would ban so-called large capacity magazines, cases Duncan v. Bonta. It's what you and I would call standard capacity magazines. It was filed with Ninth Circuit, of course, in San Francisco. Interesting case, because they are trying to ban standard capacity magazines because they contend that their gunpowder storage restrictions somehow cover being able to limit the number of rounds in a magazine. And I know that's ridiculous, but this is the most creative post-Bruin tantrum law I have seen. I'm going to say that again. 30 rounds in a standard capacity magazine violates the state's gunpowder storage restriction.
Right.
Somehow, which were put in place a while ago to govern how people had to store smokeless powder and black powder for those guys who reload or those guys who like muzzle loaders. So having 30 rounds sealed in brass cartridges somehow violates their gunpowder storage restriction.
Well, I was going to ask, now, typically with gunpowder storage, isn't it in like with a screw-on lid or a pop-on top or something versus being sealed in a round?
Cardboard thing.
Does that make it a little more weatherproof when it's inside of brass and bullets and primers and stuff like that?
I would say you would have to go to some serious work to get that gunpowder to go off outside of chambering around and pulling a trigger.
Right.
But yeah, this is the height of their stupidity. In a press release, my boss Second Amendment Foundation founder and executive VP Alan M. Gottlieb said, and I quote, California has been fighting tooth and nail to defend an extremist gun control statute that common sense dictates is absurd, as well as unconstitutional and unquestionably impotent in preventing violent crime. Attorney General Rob Bonta's contention that gunpowder storage restrictions somehow equate to limiting the number of rounds in a magazine is ridiculous. You don't see Alan using words like ridiculous very often.
No, that's pretty
in
strong, right?
Actual
yeah.
press release. It is.
Wouldn't that mean that all of your big box stores that carry a lot of ammunition would be in violation?
Oh my God, you'd have 20 rounds in a box right there.
Right.
And it could go off.
Well, what is the restriction? How much can you have? And where does that have to be stored?
If you have a case, I mean, that's 1,000 rounds, Bill.
Yeah.
My God, it could just explode. I should say this, I've seen testing where they've taken ammunition, put it in a fire,
right.
An actual fire. And they, it was really, really interesting. A fire department did it, and they put a circle of cardboard, just regular cardboard, like on an Amazon box, around that fire, and they threw in a handful of handgun shells and set the cameras up and then ran like hell. Half the rounds didn't even punch a hole through the cardboard.
Sure.
Okay. They explode. They make a popping noise. But, yeah, I think you could probably stand next to that fire, and I'm not telling people to do that. And it's not going to be like you're shot because there's no pressure there.
Right. Without that barrel to hold the brass together, it's just unseating the bullet from the brass.
Yeah. Pretty much,
yeah.
Pretty much. A couple rounds went through the cardboard, but not the, you know, the violent thing that is depicted in these movies. So, I would love to see some research on this. If California Attorney General Rob Bonta did any, which I doubt, I seriously doubt. Again, it's just yet another bit of lawfare that's designed to waste our time and our money. And this one, at least the road is shared. There are other pro-gun groups that are involved in this. But, I mean, trying to grasp that 30 rounds in a magazine or 17 rounds in a pistol mag somehow violates the gunpowder storage law, it's like you have to suspend disbelief. It's like trying to watch Scooby-Doo.
Well, doesn't that mean that how many military posts are on in California?
Oh, there's quite a few.
They would be breaking
quite
the law.
Few.
Do the feds?
Yeah.
They can break the law? The feds can?
I don't know, but we should tell the guys down at the Marine bases down south, 29 Palms, that they better be careful with those 30 rounds all packed tightly together.
Yeah. Doesn't Fort Ord use bigger munitions, too?
I think Fort Ord got closed, bro.
Oh, did they?
Well,
I've only been out of the Army for that. That would be a good one to get closed. But I'm sure they still got some other things here in Cali.
Yeah, I was nearby at the Presidio Monterey, where your taxpayer dollars taught me Russian.
Yeah.
So we would go to Fort Ord quite frequently.
Ah. Russian, you say. I wouldn't mind learning Russian, but just so I could, I don't even know what I would do with it. I don't know any Russian people.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I mean, there's probably 15 different families here living in my apartment complex that are from Russia or Ukraine. Yeah,
gotcha.
A lot of Ukrainians.
Gotcha. That's right. The nurse at my doctor, she is Russian and Ukrainian. You should never make jokes about Christmas time in front of a nurse that's Russian and Ukrainian about what happens to their house at Christmas time. Anyway.
Anyway.
So with this, I mean, besides imposing logic upon it where you're looking at any. So doesn't that mean the cops are breaking the law?
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
So does this mean the cops, it's okay for the cops to break the law?
Well, it's another one of these guns for me, but not for these thing they've got going.
Gotcha. Okay. I just wondered. I mean, that's such a when something is that stupid, it's hard just to sit back and leave it alone, isn't it? Just to sit back and say, okay, I'm gonna let you play your stupid game. It's hard not to get out there and start pointing things out to them. Well, what about these guys? What about this? What about that?
Yeah, I love these states that think they can tell you how many rounds you're going to need to survive a gunfight.
Yeah.
Definitely not 30.
Does that exceed the amount of gunpowder you can have in any one spot? 30 rounds?
I'm guessing it does. Again, I would kill to see research done on this. I would love to see this. It's nuts.
I would like to see the guy that would actually do the research. The one that would actually, okay, so I've got to, what now? Tell me this again. Because it was actually,
yeah, how does this work?
If it was actually anybody that was a scientist, they would look at that and go, well, is there something special about these bullets or something? Are they like too hot? Are they hot loads? I mean, what's the deal with these? Why would these be so dangerous?
And you know what? The most dangerous thing in there are the primers.
Right.
Okay, they're not even mentioning those. Primers can go off. Anybody that does any reloading, it knows. You know, if you look at them crosswise, they can explode.
Sure.
I have some reloading friends here. One of them had one go into his eye. That's the dangerous part. But, of course, not in California. It's that smokeless powder that's the dangerous part.
Smokeless powder. So what if you had very smoky powder though? Is that legal?
Yeah, you can get black powder out there. You know, the muzzle loaders use it all the time.
Right.
And that to me is more dangerous than smokeless.
Well, but you're not Rob Bonta.
I know. Smokeless burns, black powder explodes.
Right. So I mean,
it's a quick way to put it.
You just got to you gotta do that straw man thing that Rob's doing, getting out there saying, "Oh, smokeless powder is very, very dangerous." Anyway, this article, like everything we've been talking about, Lee has written about more than once, probably three times in some cases. His stuff is reprinted everywhere, published everywhere. All starting at thegunwriter.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Lee Williams from thegunwriter.substack.com, Second Amendment Foundation, Armed American News, all those places. How do you want to finish this off today, sir? The first time, first spin in 2024, how do you want to spin that?
I got my butt kicked the other day in this conversation very nicely. I had about an hour-long conversation with a reader, and he said we, being the pro-gun media, should be doing more to not force is too strong a word, to convince trainers, tactical trainers, to do more training with movement, more shooting while moving. And fine. His point is that most instructors are scared of it. Most ranges won't let you do it to begin with. Most instructors treat it like, you know, it's the Holy Grail. We're going to show you how to do this, but you know, we're going to walk behind you and make sure you don't stumble and fall. And it's more of an afterthought. His point being the first time you have to shoot and move a lot should not be in a gunfight. You should be comfortable shooting and moving regardless. And it should be something that we should train more. And I could not agree more. Now, I'm a member of Bob's range, which is an adult range where they let you shoot and move and draw from a holster, which sure. You can't do at a lot of public ranges or even some private ranges. So yeah, I mean, I'll go out and I'll spend some time working on my draw, shooting dots, and then right away it's shooting while moving because it is such a critical skill. And I could not agree more. I just don't know how we would convince, first of all, you'd have to convince the range owners to allow that it's not crazy, that it is a very, very necessary skill, because anybody who stands still during a gunfight is going to get well ventilated. So I guess it's public awareness. I mean, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I would be looking. I just let the free market take care of that. I mean, there's going to be some guys, like here in South Carolina, you can go to the Department of Natural Resources Outdoor Range. Right?
Okay.
You can't shoot from the holster. You can't shoot fast. All you can do is get out there, pull the gun out, pop, 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 pop. If you're going to go and train to gunfight, that's not where you're going to go. You might go out there to familiarize yourself with the gun you just bought or something, but I mean, you're going to have to take this in varying degrees of steps. Then you got to get out there and you got to look for a trainer that meets your criteria. And sometimes, a lot of these guys that are, quote, trainers don't own the range they're training at. They're renting it, but they still got to abide by their rules.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, they're basically guests.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, I mean, I guess what you got to do is you got to hope that that all of this stuff will work and you're going to find the one you want. However, the thing is, like Sam Kennison used to say, sometimes you got to go to where the food is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, because, you know, around here, I'm lucky because I have a friend who has a private range who teaches people for free. And I can shoot and move all I like. And he will actually sit there and be my range safety officer. He throws on a plate carrier and does all that other stuff. But I'm lucky. That is an anomaly. That is not the rule.
We both are.
Yeah.
We both are.
You got Bob. And, I mean, Bob, the only time Bob isn't moving when he's shooting, I would guess, would be if he's doing it like a drill where he's sitting in the car and having to shoot.
Yeah, he does a lot of dot work when he's out on his own.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the fundamentals, but he also will do the shooting and moving. And
sure.
Because it is such a, you talk about a critical skill and a perishable skill. So you're saying basically we need to get the people clamoring for that at their home ranges. So the market decide.
And I mean, like indoor ranges, you're not going to be shooting indoors and moving unless they have something going on. And then that's still a very dicey situation when you've got a bunch of hard reflective surfaces that you can bounce rounds off of the ceiling and off the sides.
Right.
That's if you're indoors, well, you know, maybe they'll let you shoot from the holster. Maybe they'll let you shoot fast, whatever you want to do. But you're going to have to find an outdoor range, and you're going to have to look. It's going to take a little bit of stuff. And most places in most of these shall-issue states, I have yet to find one that you can't make your way to. Now, some of them are going to be a bit of a drive.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
I would say that. It's worth it. It is such a valuable skill. I mean, I've only been in a couple gunfights, not the hundreds that Bob's been in.
Sure.
And I guarantee you I was moving every single time.
Well, nobody actually just stands still in a gunfight that lives, do they?
Right. 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 I mean, not unless you're really quick and really lucky, like Wyatt Earp type good, too, you know?
Yeah, Wyatt Earp.
But, yeah, I think this is something. This is something we should push. And when I say we, I mean the pro gun media, the especially tactical guys like you and I, because it is a valuable skill. I think we have to very nicely and very politely point things in that direction.
Yeah,
I would disagree with you on one part.
Yes,
I think there are more instructors right now that are capable of doing this well than ever before. Because we do live in the golden age of firearms instruction.
Yeah.
Because we have so many people coming back now with actual gunfighting experience. I mean, way before, you know, in the 90s and early 2000s, we didn't have access to that. We had instructors who learned to be instructors from books and manuals published by, you know, pro-gun organizations. And then there's, you know, years and years of dogma that went with that people were encouraged not to deviate from what's in the manual. But that's all bunk now.
Which would you rather train with? Like, have you ever seen Pat McNamara train?
Yeah, I have.
Now, he'll get out there and he'll get a 90-pound bag of sand, and he throws it over the side, and he goes under it, throws it back over the bag of sand, then comes under and throws it again, and then shoots his gun. Would you rather train in that contrived, ridiculous manner that is so much overtraining that whatever you do below that is going to be really easy at that point, or a more realistic approach to where you're probably just going to be standing there, boom, pop the gun out, and just start hunting for cover at that point?
I like training the fundamentals, and because that is the big secret to how to shoot like our friend Bob.
Yeah.
You know, that is the big secret of the Tier 1 guys. And when I first met Bob, I was, you know, wondering, is he going to tell me the secret, you know, how to shoot like a Delta guy? Well, yeah, he did. The secret is just mastery of the fundamentals. And to me, my fundamentals don't involve sandbags or, you know, running around doing push-ups before I'm shooting. It's just getting very good. Because once you learn that, once you learn the fundamentals, once you are so well taught, and once all your muscle memory is down, regardless of the situation, you have the shooting stuff down, you know, what kind, whatever the threat pops up, doesn't matter because you're going to be ready for it.
Right.
Once you have the shooting down, it gives you the freedom to not have to think about what you're doing.
Well, I think the beauty of what you're talking about is that just like with any sort of sporting undertaking, you're going to play the way you practice. And
exactly.
If you're practicing realistic and you're practicing fundamentals and you're practicing all of the best practices, then that's going to be the first thing you default to when you go. And
but I can get my staccato up or get the AR up on target without a lot of conscious thought.
I'm going to have to talk to you offline because there's something coming up with staccato this year that I'm going to try to exploit. And if you want to go, I think you ought to go. I think you ought to go. Yeah, it involves.
Does it involve one of their $400 new knives?
Well, it involves their new ranch. They've got a training ranch now.
I've seen that. Yeah, that's fantastic.
I'm trying to. I got a phone call with them next week, and if that works out, I'm going to be like, can I have a plus one? Okay, can I have a plus two? Then we'll talk Bob into going, and we'll talk Todd Jarrett into going, and all that other stuff. Listen, thanks for taking the time to join me today.
Are we done already?
We're done.
That hour goes by so quickly.
Yeah, that's the way it is when you're talking the good stuff. The good stuff. Anyway, in any event, find Lee at SecondAmendmentFoundation.org, SAF.org, TheGunWriter.substack.com. And, of course, ArmedAmericanNews.com, the collaboration with Mark Walters at Armed American Radio. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to AceFirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
203.